We are back. You are listening to Sexto Sol on 90.1 FM KPFT in Houston. I am your host, Ernesto Aguilar, and we have a very, very, very special guest on the line this evening, a gentleman who needs no introduction from me, but we'll try to give a brief one. He is the creator of the comic strip La Cucaracha. You have probably also seen some of his other work, including the book Latino USA. The Chicano Secret Service was something else he did. He was a writer on the Fox program Culture Clash and has done a number of other things. Lalo Lopez Alcaraz is on the line with us this evening. Lalo, how are you doing?
I love it when interviewers can pronounce my name.
Well, that's good. That's good. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. Yeah, I want to just say cubole to Houston.
Can you tell everybody a little bit about the strip La Cucaracha? What was the inspiration for you to write this strip and how you got it all started basically doing this kind of work?
Well, it really started about 10 years ago when I started drawing editorial cartoons for the LA Weekly. And my panel there was called LA Cucaracha because I had this cucaracha character who was like a kind of a Chicano militant cockroach. I don't know how to explain it. He just like came to me one day and he was like my MC for the strip, you know. But it wasn't really like a developed strip character with other characters and a life and all that. He was just like the host of the of whatever, you know, shenanigans I was coming up with. You know, whether it was attacking Pete Wilson, the California governor who was anti-immigrant, or attacking English-only sentiments or whatever. Who was president back then? Bush. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Oh, man, we're just going around in circles here. And so I did that and continue to do that kind of editorial cartoon to this day. And my editorial cartoons are also syndicated through Universal Press Syndicate in about 20 papers around the country. But a few years ago, I decided I wanted to do, because obviously the funny pages needed a little bit of color, do my own daily comic strip and see if I could handle doing something like that, because I was always inspired by Doonesbury, you know, by Gary Trudeau, which was like, you know, really the first really political daily comic strip. And there you are. I tried to do Doon's Barrio of Doonesbury, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, the reaction that has kind of come across the pages of the Houston Chronicle letters to the editor and such is something similar to what we've seen in other papers as well. A lot of people have attacked your comic strip for all kinds of reasons. How do you address that, and how do you encourage people who like the strip to be involved in supporting it and getting it into other publications?
Yeah, well, that's the problem with, you know, the polls that they have. And the problem is that people write in when they hate something, and they don't write in when they love something. So, and that's just, you know, human nature. And so, you know, I'm kind of in a weird spot because, you know, the people that hate my strip are going to write in, and they're really extra motivated to write in because my strip's political and it's Latino oriented, and people that don't like that and don't like to hear about Latinos will immediately, like you said, the letters are weird, right? They write about all kinds of different things, probably, right? Like, it's drawn ugly, or he's a reverse racist, or maybe they should give equal time to David Duke to do a comic strip. And, you know, they just write the weirdest things that just don't... I've given up reading the hate mail. I used to love getting hate mail, but this stuff is really strange to me. It just doesn't make any sense. So I encourage people that haven't seen the strip, or have, you know, maybe seen the strip but haven't done anything about it, like, you know, just write a letter to the paper, or if there's a poll in the paper, I forget if there's one at the Chronicle, like, you know, they do a, we're testing this out kind of a thing, you know, and just write a letter to the editor and say, thank you for running the strip, you know, whatever, I don't hate it, it's great. Or, you know, even if you hate it, write in, it's all good.
I've been kind of following some of these letters, and it is interesting because some of the attacks that you're getting are some of the attacks that contemporary of yours, Aaron Magruder, who does the Boondocks, is also getting. What kind of challenges does this whole climate, this whole post 9/11 thing that a lot of people have pointed out, does that create problems for you as an artist or as someone who wants to bring out something that's political, but also kind of has a humorous spin to it in a lot of respects?
Yeah, because I mean, my main goal is to, you know, be thought-provoking and, you know, hopefully be funny too, but to, you know, have a little substance in the strip, you know. But the trick of doing a strip like this is also, you know, working on the characters. So, you know, the characters have lives, and that's what readers like, is they become, you know, hooked on these characters and what they do. So, you know, I'm still, you know, it's just the beginning for me. I mean, the strip's not even developed. You know, it'll grow, you know, and I think the challenge is also, you know, to service the characters and also to make a point. And so you have to mix it up. I mean, you can't be political every day, and also you can't just do jokes about piñatas all day long either, you know. It's got to be somewhere in between, or J-Lo jokes.
Now, this isn't the first time that you've kind of ventured into political satire. You've done Pocho Magazine, of course, Chicano Secret Service. How do you think that your art form has evolved over that time?
Well, I mean, I really started out doing artwork. I mean, all, you know, any good artist, I think, does his art or her art for themselves, you know, and then and the audience be damned, you know. But I think I really did, you know, I started out doing political cartoons and doing sketch comedy and writing Pocho Magazine to, you know, kind of entertain myself and my friends and other Chicanos, you know, because I thought that, you know, we needed to have a better sense of humor about ourselves. And a funny thing happened is, you know, non-Chicanos started getting into the humor and satire of Pocho Magazine and of my cartoons and of Chicano Secret Service. And so the evolution has been to kind of still try to keep the work true and fresh and original, but also to, you know, make it, keep it accessible. I think it's been pretty accessible to a more mainstream audience. I mean, just, you know, a lot of people just don't like what I have to say, but you can't say that I don't know how to write a punchline, because I can write a punchline, you know, sleepwalking, although you couldn't tell by reading some of those hate letters, right?
Oh, exactly.
I'm like the unfunniest thing since Hitler, right?
Now, are there things that you have written or done in the past that people are still coming up and saying, this really influenced me and I really enjoyed this or whatnot?
Yeah, you know, a lot of some of the early anti-immigrant stuff about Pete Wilson, people still talk about. Like, I have a friend whose mom carries around to this day the little piece of paper with the little clip out from the paper of that cartoon with Pete Wilson and the chupacabras and, you know, chupa something else. It's like, it's really odd to me that someone would do that or even remember. I mean, I can barely remember what I drew last week, but some people, you know, save these and treasure the cartoons. So that's really flattering that, you know, people notice the work. So I mean, there's all kinds of different ones, you know. I wish I had one I could tell you.
Yeah, well, you definitely did a lot of really great stuff in Pocho Magazine and done a lot of good stuff in the comic strip as well. What is going to be the next step for you? Obviously, the comic strip's a very, very big one, big national step, but you did the Latino USA book, you've done magazines, you've done TV, you've done comedy, done a little bit of everything. What's the next step for you?
Exotic dancing.
Oh, really? Well, we'll kind of have to make sure that you get a tour here. So Houston's supposed to be the capital for strip clubs, so you should have plenty of business here.
See, I know my audience, right?
Oh, exactly.
No, I mean, I'm hoping that the, you know, the strip will continue growing. I mean, we're now in 60 papers and picking up more, you know, even as we, you know, might lose one here and there because of controversy. But I think it's onward and upward. And there's talk about, you know, development for TV and, you know, who knows? La Cucaracha lunchboxes, man.
Hey, there you go. Koozies, little hand mitts and all kinds of things.
Yeah, that's right.
We are speaking tonight with Lalo Lopez Alcaraz, who is the cartoonist. How do you prefer that to be referred?
Yeah, I'm the cartoonist loser behind La Cucaracha.
He says it all. And we're speaking a little bit about the comic strip and some of his previous work. We're going to go ahead and take a short music break and come right back after this.